Well, welcome to the show. That's the new theme song. That's the new theme song to the show. It's appropriate to, from, you know, it's appropriate. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. You're listening live on rogueserver.com/Wappy. It's Wappy Warble every January 8th, 2026. We have no bed music currently. The file jockey is currently looking for an appropriate background track.
Hi there.
Hello. Welcome. Welcome. We're live.
What's up?
Hello, Tiff. I alleviated some of my pre-show jitters earlier. I guess we're just calling hotels.
Do you really want to dance with the devil?
No.
Hotel Capstone.
Hey, did you talk?
Hello? I had no ideas for tonight.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, sir?
Hi, is this the Hotel Capstone?
Yes, sir.
Hi, I had no ideas for tonight, but now I do.
Mm-hmm.
So, how do I do them?
Ideas, or
yeah.
Do you need a... Need...
Oh, well, I couldn't hear you. Broke up a little bit.
We need a reservation.
Reservation? Is that, like, how to do it? Because they're talking about it too. You know?
Hello?
Hello?
I'm sorry, the phone's breaking up.
Oh, hi.
Hey. How can I help you?
Ideas.
Ideas on?
Oh, for the show.
Sir?
The show?
Did you find somebody in charge yet?
Oh,
we didn't talk to a trusted adult.
Oh, I didn't find anybody in charge. I also don't know where to get the pass from. I heard that's the thing that's happening. Ooh, an eatery. Welcome to the show. You're listening live on rogueserver.com. The only place where you can hear the show.
Thank you for calling Nuke's Eatery.
Yeah.
To place a carryout order, please press 1.
Right.
To place a catering order, please press 2. To hear our soups of the day, please...
Oh, jeez. Oh, that's not a valid entry. Press 0, Adam. They didn't like it.
Thank you for calling Nuke's Eatery. To place a carryout order,
Nukes?
Please press 1. To place a catering order... Please press 2. To hear our soups of the day, please press 3. For location details, hours of operation, or to speak to a manager, please press 4.
Oh, 4, 4.
Nukes, that's Melissa.
Hi, Nukes. Melissa, am I able to, like, come down there and just, you know, check? Like ionizing, like alpha particles, like alpha emitters.
Okay. Just 1 second.
Okay. Hello?
Hi, this is Kayla.
Hi, Kayla. I want to check for, like, you know, just make sure everything's safe down there at Nukes.
I'm sorry. I'm not understanding the
I have a device that can count, like, the amount of, like, alpha, you know, like ionizing,
yes.
Like alpha, beta, gamma. It like counts those and makes sure it's like in a safe range. It's a decimeter.
For what?
Like the air and stuff.
Oh, for the air. Okay, is this
just check the background radiation.
Okay, is this something that we usually do?
No, I want to do it, but just make sure everything's safe down there.
Oh, I think everything's good down here.
We just need to make sure there's no like alpha emitters in the air, because if you inhale those, like, you know, it gets in the lungs and then it, you know, it shoots out like ionizing and it damages your DNA.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And gamma can just pierce right through everything.
Okay, I was just like wondering, because like it used to be a phone call we'd have like during like we're during like normal hours when the owner and the GM's here, because we don't have anyone like that can approve someone coming in and checking what you're saying.
I just stand outside with the decimeter. I've got the yellow suit, like the big yellow rubber jumpsuit.
Yeah, like a hazmat, like kind of, yeah.
Yeah, just be checking the radiation and everything down there. Make sure it's like at acceptable levels. Last time we were down there, I think it's at like 0.14 microservits per hour, which is pretty good.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. I don't know what you're talking about.
Radiation.
Well, yeah, I understand that part, but I don't understand why you would have to come and check that in a restaurant. And like, I've never had this happen before.
Food safety.
That's why I'm confused. I get the safety part, but like, are you just saying you're going to come tonight? I'm a little confused on that as well.
I could come down tomorrow if that's more convenient for you. We just want to make sure uranium or anything.
I understand. Could you call back in the morning and talk to the owner and verify that way that he'd be okay with that? Because I can't confirm that.
Okay. Well, it just take a minute. I just check.
I understand that part, but I still can't confirm you coming, doing and do that. Just if you call back in the morning, someone will be here at 8 o'clock.
All right.
And they can confirm that for you.
Well, if you're enriching any uranium, just be careful about it. Okay.
Did she just call you a motherfucker?
I don't think so. We can call. What the hell's this? Parking lot, tires. Oh, tires.
Parking lot has his own phone number?
Oh, no. No phone number for parking lot, unfortunately.
What's crack-a-lacking, guys? What's happening?
Golf course.
Okay, let's call it golf course.
I don't know what to say about it.
Wait, are they open right now?
Yeah.
Oh, I know a good idea. Are you able to play, like, outside background?
I think I got some.
For calling Popstroke Tuscaloosa. We can't wait to serve you. If you are planning a visit, please be aware no reservations are needed. We are on a first-come, first-served basis. There is plenty to enjoy with our two 18-hole putting courses, bar and quick-service dining experience, outdoor patio, game area, and ice cream. For hours, please check our website, popstroke.com.
Like
for parties and events, press 1. For golf, press 2. For the restaurant and bar, press 3.
Wait a minute. I know what's...
What's up? A restaurant and bar.
Hello?
Oh.
Yeah, I know what this is.
Yeah, do you want a restaurant for golf? Golf? I don't know what the hell I pressed. Either two or three.
Thank you for calling Popstroke in Tuscaloosa. How may I help you?
Hi, ma'am. How's it going? I'm kind of in a situation right now. I got my hands stuck over on putt 17. Can you have somebody come over here and help me out? I got my hands stuck.
Okay, I'll send someone over there for you real quick.
No, it's stuck. You need to call somebody. It's stuck.
Like 911.
Just like, no, I'm telling a trusted adult. Can you help me out here?
Okay.
My hand's stuck. Yeah, it's stuck. Help me out here.
Uh-oh.
Just give me 1 second.
Okay. Oh, my hand is...
Which one?
My hand hurts.
Are you on the blue or the black horse?
I think I'm on the black horse. Yeah, I'm on the black horse, ma'am. My hand is stuck.
Okay,
it's just it just hurts.
Yeah.
Oh, wait,
the guy said he's like his hand is stuck or something. And tell Kaden too.
Yeah, it says safety hole. Mm-hmm. Do you know about a safety hole? Do you know about a safety hole? I'm kind of stuck in a safety hole. My hand is stuck.
Okay, I'm also going to tell my manager right now to help you just in case they need to, like, call someone.
You guys got lubricant? You guys got lubricant? This is kind of making me miserable. I need help. Oh, God. My hand just feels great. Oh, God. Hurry up. It's starting to get hot now.
Sir? Sir?
Hey, you! Hey, buddy, can you help me get my hand unstuck?
Place your hand in there.
Hey, I need my hand unstuck. My hand is stuck.
How?
It's in the putting hole.
Why? Why'd you put it in there?
Because I wanted to grab my ball, but the ball is deep in there. My hand is stuck.
Oh, my. What do you need? What do you need, man?
You got lubricant?
I got like spit.
Why is that dog right there? It's so huge.
Oh my
god. Is that a pit? Why you got a pit on the golf course, buddy?
It's a neighbor.
Oh, okay.
I just spit on it.
It's one of those ugly ass mutts too. It's a French bulldog.
I just spit on it, spit on it.
Yeah. I'm stuck. Hey, lady, are you still on the phone?
Oh, she hung up.
She hung up a while ago.
He spit off. Damn.
Yeah. I hope she didn't call
911. It's funny.
Uh-oh, welcome to the show. Rosin has immediately gotten emergency services involved, and we're all going to jail yet again.
No. Oh, God. My hand was just stuck. I was just to tell her that my hand got unstuck, but she hung up.
I could call him back.
Yeah, call him back. I want to tell him that my hand is unstuck, and now I'm in the restroom cleaning my hand off.
Tuscaloosa, we can't wait to serve you. If you are planning a visit, please be
aware.
Oh, okay. They just hang up now. Okay, that's good.
My hand is not stuck. Disregard last message. Safety hole.
Victory grill.
Thank you for calling Baumhauer's on Harper Lee. Can you be placed on a brief hold?
How do I win down there, though?
Sorry, can you repeat that?
What are you? They have Baumhauer's?
There's no wait, sir.
Oh, there's no wait?
No wait.
Oh, but what is this? It's the Baumhauer's, right? Like the full business name?
I'm sorry, you're breaking up.
No, the full business name of your establishment, it's the Baumhauer's.
Where is it? It's located near Popstroke in DCH.
Okay. Like the name of the establishment, the full name? I forgot. I got the phone number. I just don't know what, like, I know it's Baumhauer's. I know there's something else to it, though. Hello? Man?
Yeah.
I wanted to
really told them, huh?
It's the Victory Grill. Is that a thing I can do?
What is it? Do I like have to win a game of Fortnite or something? Call it Victory Grill. Why is it called Victory Grill?
Why are there two Victory Grills in the same town?
It's a church?
No, this one's not a church. I'm gonna try again.
Call the other one.
That's what I'm doing.
All right. Thank you, Sam. Good evening. This is James Baumhurst, host of South and Courtney Drive, next movie theater. How may I help you?
The movie theater?
Yes, this is Baumhurst next to the movie theater. I can't really hear you, though.
Oh, hello? Is my phone just bad?
Sir?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi. I tested it out prior. It should be good to go. Oh my God, what's
sir?
That? What's happening?
I don't know.
Are you okay? I heard something. Well, apparently they can't hear me. Shit, if this phone's fucked, I'm, you know. I guess I'll just call another area. Welcome to the show. You're listening live on RogueServer.com. I'm Whoopi, your Rogue Server file jockey. Kinda have no good ideas tonight. This needs to be here. Oh, Tiff! Tiff!
Hello!
Tiff!
Hello!
Hey, it's Tiff! It's that one chick.
Oh, for fuck's sake, I'm dropping packets. God damn it.
You sounded really Bucket good.
Fucking packets, pick them up! Pick up them packets, pick them up.
But now we sound like robots.
That's the sound of your teeth.
What are you up to, Tip?
Ooh.
What are you up to? What
I'm
is
not
Tiff
allowed
doing?
To tell. It's too private.
Oh, okay. Show and tell, huh? On top of my head, I bet you're making another cat poster.
No, I'm done that project for now. It's nice. Aww.
Wyndham Riverfront Hotel, this is Whitney. How can I help you?
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Sorry. Go
here,
ahead.
Honey. Okay. I'll take it. Hi, Whitney. How are you?
Doing all right. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Do you folks have any availability tonight? I can book on the website, but I just wanted to make sure you weren't full.
Yeah, we've got plenty of availability tonight.
Okay, wonderful. There's no pool there, right?
No, our pool is closed. It's an outdoor pool, but
okay.
It is closed.
Okay. And have you ever considered that we're just, like, constantly trusting the way that we understand the world for, like, everything to just not turn into cream cheese? Like, you could just grab a door handle, and it could turn into cream cheese. You could be walking across the floor, and we're just trusting it to not turn into cream cheese. Does that freak you out?
Oh, the cream cheese.
You told her about the cream cheese concept. Now that's bold.
Oh, I've got an idea. Oh shit, not for 20 cents a minute. Nope. I don't have an idea for 20 cents a minute.
Back to listening. Love you, bye.
Want me to donate to you? Bye! Oh, bye, Tiff.
No, thanks.
Hello and thank you for calling the Courtyard by Marriott Little Rock Downtown. To ensure each guest call is routed to the appropriate representative, please listen to the following options.
That's fucking scary.
For reservations, please press 1. For sales, please press 2. To speak with a guest service agent, please press 0.
Please hold.
I have an idea. It's Tiff's idea.
Alright, what's your idea? The cream cheese.
Thank you for calling the Courtyard by Marriott Downtown. This is Sharonda. How may I help you?
Hi, Sharonda. Whenever I stepped onto on the floor in my room, the consistency of cream cheese, essentially.
Say that again, sir.
It's like the consistency of cream cheese, to the feet and everything. Like the floor just went, like it, you know, like cream cheese.
Is your floor wet?
No. Well, maybe. I don't. You know how, like, cream cheese is? It's like that. I guess it might be a little bit sweaty on the top.
The floors are, we've newly renovated, so that's new to me. If you come down, he can move you to another room. But other than that, I wouldn't know what to tell you about that.
Oh, is that normal? I don't mind it. It's just different.
I never heard you the first person ever said that, and so I don't know. Because I never heard that before.
Interesting. So...
So I'm not sure, because, I mean, you the first person ever said that to me.
I can probably scoop a little bit of the floor up and, like, bring it down to you at the front desk, so we can both, like, analyze what the hell's going on down here.
No, you can't scoop it up and bring it to me, but if you want to move, we definitely can move you.
All right. You know, it's just, like, I'm constantly trusting everything won't turn into cream cheese, and then, like, the floor, you know... You step
what
on
it. What room are you in?
Like, room, like, 8? Is that, or like, 10, or just 8? Or 12? It has a number on it, for sure.
So, what do your key card say?
It says, let me check. This one, it says, driver license. Welcome
she
to
was
the
so
show.
She was so strange. She was so confused.
Sharonda was pretty cool with everything that was going on down there.
She is cool, actually. I want to call her back and say, "What's up, girl?"
I can mark her. Oh, and welcome to the show. I'm Wappy. I'm your Rogue Server File Jockey. It's January 8th, 2026. It's 7:58 and 45 seconds post-Meridian Eastern. Live in the studio.
Hello, and thank you for calling the Residence Inn by Marriott, Little Rock, downtown. For reservation,
you are being transferred to the operator.
Resin.
Good afternoon. Thanks for calling Residence Inn downtown. It's Elaine. Can I help you?
Hi. How you doing today, ma'am?
I'm good. And yourself?
I'm doing extra great. I'm sorry. My brother was trying to talk on the phone, so I'm gonna pass it on to him. My bad, G. My bad.
Oh, it's all right. I'll take if you. Hello.
Uh-huh.
We're in the room and everything, and it was fine, but, like, the floor, kind of the consistency of cream cheese. I don't know how else to put it.
What room are you in?
Room 8, I think. It's the room that has, like, the door. Like...
You said what room are you in?
I think it's, like, room 8 or... 'cause he checked it in for me and everything.
What's wrong with the room?
I just, you know, the floor kind of like cream cheese, like how it feels like to step on with the feet.
And I need to know what room are you in?
I what room is this? You speak up. What room is this?
I think it's 210, brother. 210.
Is it 210?
210. It's on my name, by the way. It's on my name.
Is it 210?
Yeah.
So you're in room 210, and your floor needs to be cleaned.
Yeah. Yep.
Feels like cream cheese.
Yeah, it's very sticky.
And, like, squishy. It's more like a squishy.
But the So the only thing, because the housekeepers, they're gone for today, I can get them to do that in the morning. I don't know.
That's more like the substance of the floor, like, you know, under it all, like the base of it. I think I could scoop it up. I scoop up a little bit of the floor to you, and I could bring it down to you, so we could just see what the heck's going on here.
Yeah, I'd rather you not bring it down to me. Is it something that you need to change your room?
I don't think so. I don't mind it. It's just different. It'd tell from, like, my phone number and everything. I'm not from this place.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm just new to being here.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe the floor or something that they put on the floor. But if you need me to change your room, I can change that for you.
I don't mind it. I'm just not sure if it's like normal at all.
Yeah, housekeeper's not here right now.
It feels less like a housekeeping and more like, you know, maintenance.
It needs to be maintenance. Oh, okay.
It's like the floor.
Yeah, they're gone. Yeah, they're gone. I'll go ahead and set. I'll do a maintenance request for him to come in the morning and do it.
I really don't mind. It's just different to me. As long as it's safe, I don't mind it. It's just unique.
So what are you saying? I'm trying to understand. What are you saying?
The floor's kind of like cream cheese, the way like it feels and smells and like tastes and everything.
And it's on the floor in the bathroom.
Just the whole. You know, in the whole room. A floor's kind of like it. I really don't mind it. It's just different to me.
So, wait a minute. You talking about the towels on the floor?
No. Like the floor?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it just, you know, feels like cream cheese.
It feels wet?
It's like pliable, like mushy. It kind of had a little bit of sweat to it. And the taste, a little bit tangy. And door handles, mirrors, and stuff.
Okay, you sure you don't want me to change your room?
I'm all right with it. I just, you know, I'm just not sure if this is something that I should be worried about or not.
No. I'm gonna come up and take a look at it.
All right. Please, you can call the room first. You know, I am. We are on, like, we know, we get the bags and everything. And the spray paint. We've been doing that a lot.
Okay.
Is this
okay. Well, I go ahead and get the, maintenance request and have the maintenance man come check it out tomorrow.
This is the Comfort Inn, right?
No, it's not.
Oh, we're at the Comfort Inn.
Oh, okay, because I was like, what?
Oh, yeah.
No, this is Residence Inn.
Residence Inn?
Yes, downtown Little Rock.
Is there, like, a difference between the two properties?
Yes.
Oh.
Very much different.
I didn't know. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we're a Marriott property.
Oh. They're, like, a Comfort Inn, I guess?
No, Comfort Inn is not. No, we're not a Comfort Inn, no.
Okay.
We're a Marriott property.
All right. Yeah, I didn't know.
Standard brand.
We get the Krylon.
Okay.
Yeah,
we got
like the store bags, the Krylon. We got the gold and the silver ones. Are just like with the bag.
Yeah, I think you got the wrong hotel. Yeah.
All right. Kick us out here, because we might get paint on the walls. Are we allowed to come down there and like check in?
You can, but you can't paint it here.
Oh, it's just like you spray it in the bag. And then they, like, smell it. We ran out of duster.
I'm not sure about that.
Okay.
Okay.
If you have duster, we'll just do that. Welcome to the show. I'm Wuppy. I'm your Rogue Server file jockey. And we're live on rogueserver.com/Wuppy. I'm your host, Wuppy. Live in the studio, the live room, Rosin, that wife of yours, and Wuppy, your file jockey. I'm not sure how long I'm going to go on for tonight. I feel like at least 2 hours is a good amount of time.
Yo, what's next, son?
Hotel. Welcome. Welcome to the show.
Yo, that wife of yours, you should do a prank call, man. It'd be a cool suggestion if you did, man. It'd be cool. If you don't want to, that's fine.
I No.
Who's doing this one?
I'll do it. Wait, you want to do it?
Well, you can do it.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Chris Sperm can do it.
Thank you for calling the Homewood Suites by Hilton Little Rock Downtown, where free hot breakfast, spacious suites, and our 24/7 suite shop are waiting for you. For an existing or previous reservation, press 1. For new room reservations, press 2. For sales and events, press 3. For all other needs, press 0 or remain on the line.
You are being transferred to the operator.
Press 0, then.
Thank you for calling Homewood Suites River Market. This is Yolanda. How can I help you?
Hi, Yolanda. How you doing today?
I'm fine. How can I help
you? I had some... I'm doing great. So when does the hot breakfast come out?
It comes out Monday through Friday from 6 to 9, and on the weekends it's from 7 to 10.
7 to 10, 6 to 9. Okay. Do you have any hot food back there? I'm kind of starving.
No, we do not.
Any food back? Okay. Do I just gotta like? So you're saying, so it's at 6 a.m. right? 6 a.m. So hypothetically, if I wasn't a guest, could I just possibly just eat the food on site and have you not know about it?
You can do like DoorDash or something like that.
Ooh, free buffet. Okay. All right, ma'am. All right, I guess.
All right.
The fuck is DoorDash? I want a buffet. I'm going to wait until the morning and double up on the buffet. You know what I'm saying? I got to lose some weight at least, so I'm going to double up on it.
All right. No worries.
Man, answer that phone. Whoever's in the back, they got to answer that phone in the background. Answer that phone.
Oh, she hung up. Should have asked about the hot fish.
Bum, bum, bum.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Bringing the Holiday Inn Presidential in downtown Little Rock. For new reservations, press 1. For all other calls, press 0, or just stay on the line. Thanks for calling the Holiday Inn Presidential Guest Services. We'll be on the line to help as soon as possible. While you're here, explore all there is to do in Arkansas's capital city. Shopping, dining, art, and museums in downtown Little Rock. The River...
Holiday Inn Presidential, this is Damien speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, Danny. I need to check your lunchbox.
Where are you guys located at?
You need to wait.
I need to check your lunchbox.
My lunchbox, why?
For hot fish.
They kept on mentioning Little Rock, so I was like, okay, I'm going to say, are you guys from Little Rock? What town is this, Little Rock?
Yeah.
Little Rock, yeah.
You're going to call out someone?
Call out?
Call out who?
This is...
I mean, it's not gay to call out for another man.
Hey, it's Cloudmaster. What's up, buddy? What's up? It's,
you know...
What's up, buddy? How you doing?
There is a bit of a void here, and I, you know...
I knew he would show up.
Oh, Sperm, I could...
Always the real one showing up on Whoopi's show. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, did you guys do the wizard? Yeah, like, the wizard. You two are silent.
I show
one thing about Whoopi is he's never stabbed me in the back.
Thank you for calling Comfort Inn & Suites Presidential in Little Rock. For new reservations, please press 1. For the front desk or all other inquiries, please press 2.
Look at more lunchboxes.
Thanks for calling Comfort Inn Guest Services. We'll be on the line to help as soon as possible.
Comfort Inn Presidential, how may I help you?
Where's Wasted Memory at? Do you know where he is?
No, I do not.
All right, because he told me he was going to show up, and he didn't show up. Can I rely on you to see if he's out in the parking lot? Sorry, I looked at the chat for 1 second. I was like, okay, Wasted Memory. I shout out to Clout Master for that one.
Thank you, Clout Master. If you two are like, make sure you have the right input device set in your settings, the right audio input device. Make sure it's the right one. Oh, I called. And welcome to the show. I'm Wathy, I'm your Rogue Super File Jockey. It is January 8th, 2026. It's 8:12 and 27 seconds post-meridian Eastern Standard Time. Wathy Warble happens every January 8th, 2026. And if you're listening, welcome to the show.
DoubleTree by Hilton Little Rock. Press 1 for the front desk. Press 2 for sales. Press 3 for Bridges Rest.
Please hold on while I try that extension.
Peace, Drowsen.
DoubleTree front desk. This is Mike speaking.
Hi, Mike. I need to check your lunchbox.
You said what?
I need to check your lunch. Make sure it's okay. Like for food safety.
What was that part you said?
Like, check it for food safety purposes. Make sure it's all safe and good to eat and everything.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Your lunch? I have to check it. Kind of want to try again. By kind of, I mean I want to. I want to do the Billy Jacobs stuff, but I also don't know how to, like, work it.
Good evening. Thank you for calling the Rock Mario.
Hello?
This is Angel. Can I help you?
Hi, Angel. Am I allowed to check everybody's lunch down there to make sure it's all okay?
Can you kind of repeat that for me?
Just check your lunch and the food and make sure it's all safe and good to eat and everything? Make sure it's not poisoned?
Your line is a breaking. I can't hear a thing. Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you fine. Can I just check your food? For food safety? Like, check it.
Or cafe with your favorite Starbucks products.
How can I help you?
Can we check the food for, like, food safety? Like, to test it?
So, your phone is cutting out.
Oh.
I just heard food safety.
Yeah. Test it for food safety.
Test for food safety.
Yeah.
Is this a question?
I want to do it for me.
You want to do food safety?
Yeah.
Like, as a job?
Like, make sure I'm okay.
Are you willing to speak to the restaurant?
Is that who I speak to?
This is the front desk.
Yeah.
So, okay, one moment.
Okay.
Fear of the city. And with our new...
Is it working now?
Yeah. Welcome. What the f- Hello?
Hello, dining.
Hi. Is this the restaurant part?
Yes.
How do I do it for food safety?
You're breaking up. What?
How do I do food, like, for food safety?
You're still breaking up. I cannot understand you.
I didn't hear myself echo on your part perfectly. How do I do, like, food safety?
All I hear is food, then it's going out.
Safety?
You say what?
Like, food safety?
What about it?
How do we do it? Make sure it's safe.
With the food? How you make sure what's safe? Like the food?
Yeah.
What are you asking? Like?
I for food safety. I make sure it's safe.
Are you trying to order food?
I just want to make sure the food like is like you know not poison. Welcome to the show. Oh, sperm, do you want it?
We have reached the four points by Sheraton Little Rock. For reservations or to speak with a front desk agent, press 1. For the sales office,
hi. You've reached reservation services for Four Points by Sheraton Little Rock Midtown. This call may be monitored and recorded for quality and training purposes.
I'm going
Please
to jail.
See our privacy statement at Marriott.com for more information.
This is legal.
How may I help you today?
Front desk, front desk, front desk, front desk, front desk, front desk.
Do you already have a reservation at the hotel you are calling about?
Yes.
I can send you a text message with helpful instructions to find the phone number for a specific hotel. Currently, text messaging is only available on US-based phone numbers. Would you like me to send you a text?
No!
Okay. To find a hotel's phone number, go to Marriott.com and click on
Find the Hotel! Oh, fuck this shit. Fucking AI. Fucking goddamn robots. Welcome to the show. God damn it.
I fucked up already.
No, you're good. It's not your fault. It's my fault.
Can Rosin make a call?
I want to hear how Sperm does it.
Yeah, oh, no, sorry. I want to see sperm go. What
Thank you for
you
calling the Home 2 Suites by Hilton, Little Rock, Midtown Medical Center. We're free wide.
You are being transferred to...
Front desk. Yeah.
Thank you for calling Home 2 Suites. This is Lily speaking. How can I help you?
I am up in the room, and I was looking for that one weird thing that's got the thing on the wall.
Not understanding what you're saying.
Okay, so you plug it in, and then there's that thing, and it connects to the other thing. And there's three people. I guess three people come up to you, and they all ask you different questions about it as soon as you do it. And it's kind of weird, but, I mean, it's mentioned on your website that that's what you can do.
Are you talking about like the little game that we have down here? Is that what you're saying?
Well, you could consider it a game. It was really weird. My stepbrother did it, and he said it was odd, but it was like part of the feature of the hotel.
Okay, who is your brother? What room he in?
I'm next to the floor. I'm looking for that thing, and I'm half naked because that's what it said on the website to do.
Okay.
Should
well,
I get fully
sir,
naked?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure about what you're talking about, but you have a great day, okay?
Hold on. Do you know? I'm completely serious about it. I was looking for it the other day, and I couldn't find it online. And I'm trying to do it now that I'm checked in, and I just can't find it. And your floor is really itchy.
Oh, she hung up. I didn't want to interrupt that.
Sorry.
I need to get a thing to make it do a noise. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show.
All right, well, I'm done for tonight.
Thank you.
Do more calls. I'll go back to exhibition mode. I'll do it later if I have time.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Good job. Is it me or Rosin? Oh, it's me.
Yes, in the suite. This is Maria. I'm helping.
Where's Rosin?
I'm sorry?
Rosin?
I cannot hear you. Can you repeat it one more time?
Where are you?
Have you seen him?
Who?
Rosin.
Who are you trying... where are you trying to call?
I thought he was here.
Huh?
Rosin. Have you seen him? I need to have this. I need to have the mumble probably over here. There we go. Welcome to the show. Wappy Warble every January 8th, 2026.
Calling Garden. How can I help you?
They took the room number from me.
Pardon?
They took the room number from me.
Room number?
Yeah, they took it from me.
You want a reservation?
No, I had it, then they took it.
You had it?
Yeah.
I didn't get you. What are you talking?
I had it. Like the room?
Once again?
I had the room and then they took it.
You have the room here?
Yeah, they took it.
What's the room number?
They took the room number.
Who took?
They did it. They took the room number. They just took it.
I didn't get you. What do you think?
You know how there's a room number and everything?
Yeah, we have the room number and everything.
They took it.
Who?
I thought it was one of your guys. I just did a knock knock and they took the room number.
Room number?
Yeah.
What's your name?
My name's Jacoby.
You have a reservation in the Garden and Suites?
I think so. They took the room number. I think they might have taken the reservation too. My name's Jacoby Feathers.
Have you checked in here?
Yeah.
Guest. Can you repeat your name?
Jacoby Feathers.
Fabulous?
Yeah.
You're not in inside, right?
Oh my god. They must have taken the reservation then. I thought they just took the room number. But now they took the reservation?
Okay.
So what do I do now? Can I still stay here?
Yeah, if you want, you can stay there.
Alright, I just didn't know because they took the reservation and the room number from me. if I'm not even in the system.
Oh, you are not in the system?
Well, if I'm not in the system, I'm not in the system. Because you said I'm not there, but I did it. I did it all.
You check in here or not?
I checked in, but now you're saying that I'm not there, so they must have taken it.
Who?
I thought it was one of your guys.
Okay, I was not there, and I just came. If you don't mind, can you call me after 9 o'clock? Guy is there, the manager.
Is it like a refractory period?
What?
Is it like a refractory period, or I think that's how you say that. Okay. You just need time to collect yourself?
Yeah.
All right. I could call back later if you consent to it.
Okay.
Thank you. I'll call back later. I love you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Welcome to the show. I'm Wappy. I'm your Rogue Server file jockey. About to take some trimethyl xanthine, I think that's how you say it. Trimethyl xanthine. Oh, I called that one. Welcome to the show.
The Staybridge Suites Little Rock Medical Center, where comfort meets.
You are being transferred to the operator.
From.
Staybridge Suites, this is Claire speaking. How can I help you?
Hi, caller. Am I allowed to do trimethyl xanthine there?
I'm sorry, say it again?
Like trimethyl xanthine, just like regular stuff.
Hold on.
I have some trimethyl xanthine. I'm just not sure if I'm allowed to do it there.
Try who?
A trimethyl xanthine.
I'm not sure what that is.
It's like, well, sometimes it takes like the form of a powder, but you put it, it's like in drinks and stuff.
You have the wrong number.
It's hotel. Yep. That's Staybridge.
Yes.
Staybridge, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I might be in one of the rooms. I just want to have permission before I get into it.
And you're talking about
trimethylxanthine. Just normal trimethylxanthine. Like 300 milligrams of it. Am I saying that right? All right, Google, pronounce it for me, Google. Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, why is there so many? Welcome to the show. There's no phone call happening right now. Oh, Jesus Christ. Welcome. Welcome to the show. Yep, saying it right.
Good evening. Thank you for calling Capital Hotel. Angela.
Hi, Angela. Are your guys down there, like the employees, doing trimethyl xanthine at all?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand what you said.
Like trimethyl xanthine. It's like in coffee. I think they get it in coffee or something. They're putting it in coffee.
Thank you for calling the new AC Hotel by Marriott in Little Rock, Arkansas.
You are being transferred to the operator.
Thanks for calling the AC. This is Sheeta. How can I help you?
Hi, Sheeta. Can we do, like, car bump?
I'm sorry?
Like, car bumping?
What's that?
Just, you know, with the car and everything, and just, yeah, bump him. Just, like, in the parking lot.
Thank you for calling Days Inn by Wyndham, Little Rock Medical Center. Please listen carefully as there are some new menu options to serve you better. To make a new reservation.
Oh, this line sucks.
Thank you for calling Days Inn.
Hi. Is this Dizzy?
Days Inn?
Yeah. Are they... I overheard the two guys there. They were talking about doing car bumping. Are they allowed to do that there?
Hello?
Hello? Dizzy? Days Inn? Hello?
Yes, sir. How may I help you?
Are they? They're talking about doing like car bumping down there. Are they allowed to do that?
No, sir.
Why?
You say car bumping?
Yeah, car bumping. They get the car to just bump them. I think I walk away from it. You know, it's okay. Like, you know, or is it like car?
Hello.
Car? Can I do it?
I didn't hear you properly, man, sir.
Oh. Can you hear that?
Hello.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hi. Days Inn? The floor is like cream cheese. Is that allowed?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, sir.
I have hot fish. Can I bring it down? May you have some of it? My shit's fucked up, apparently. I don't know why it does the way it goes, but it peeves me off pretty ferocious. Look at all those packets dropping. Not sure the last sucks.
Thank you for calling the Hilton Garden Inn, Little Rock Downtown, where our spacious rooms, restaurant and bar, and flexible...
You are being transferred to the operator.
Thanks for calling Hilton Garden Inn, Downtown Little Rock, where it is Barbara today. This is Joseph. How may I assist you?
Hi, Joe. Can we do, like, pool bumping?
Say that one more time for me.
Pool bumping?
What?
Pool bumping?
Like I don't know what you're saying.
Like in the pool? You know how you guys have the pool down there?
Yeah.
I just do a little pool bumping. Like inside of the pool?
And what?
Like a little bit of pool bumping, like inside. And you know, a low velocity style touch. Like, pool bump. Joe?
I don't understand what you're even talking about.
A pool bump. You know how you get in the pool? Like, you know how the pool works?
Yeah.
It's got all the water and stuff in it.
Yeah, I don't really understand what you're even talking about. Like,
they get the boys... Hung up mid-sentence. No pool bump. Oh, I already caught this one.
Thank you for calling the Hampton Inn Suites, Downtown Little Rock. You are being transferred to the operator.
Okay.
Why am I? Guess I zoned out. Welcome to the show. I'm Wappy. I'm your Rogue Server file jockey this evening. It is January 8th, 2026, 8:40 and 15 seconds post meridian Eastern Standard Time. I'm Wappy. Live on RogueServer.com. The only place where you can hear me currently doing it new style. Oh, they don't have any. I think they're closed or something. That one.
Thank you for calling the Holiday Inn Express, Little Rock Downtown. For central reservations, please press 1. For you are being transferred to the operator.
Holiday Inn Express, Downtown Little Rock. My name is Axel. How can I help you?
Axel? Hey, can we do some room bumping?
What was that?
Room bumping?
Room bumping. Yeah, we can, let's see here. Bump up your room. What's the last name for the reservation?
Oh, no, I'm fine with how everything in the room is. I get the boys down here. We just want to bump the rooms into each other a little bit.
Sorry, bump rooms?
Yeah, bump our rooms together.
Oh, like put them right across from each other or like beside each other. Is that what you mean?
Like make it one big room, kind of.
One big room?
Yeah. We have the tools. We could do it. We're just not sure like how much like the damages we would incur to the room, how much that would cost. But we have the saws on everything. We just cut through the wall, put a doorway through there, and it just take a couple minutes for us. We're pretty experienced with this sort of thing.
What room are you guys in?
Like on the second floor. Like we're right next to each other. Like we're just like we're bumped up. Like we're you know, if I knock on. They can hear me in the other room knocking on the wall.
Gotcha.
Yeah. I just cut a hole in the wall, and then we can just travel freely. Or do like an axle thing.
Sorry, is this a joke? Sorry?
My name's Jacoby. Or Jake. You can call me Jake. In your axle?
What's your room number?
I think it's like 209 or something. Or 210. We just cut the hole through it though, and it you know just take us a couple minutes. We got the tools and everything, you know, all ready to go.
Sorry, is this a joke?
Jake, Jacoby, hi. Is this Axel? Oh, I apparently already called them. Oh, and welcome to the show. If you're listening, you're listening. Live? Yeah, live.
How can I help you?
Hi, Geyser. We want to do like a little bit of room bumping.
Do you want a room?
Like room bumping.
Room bumping?
Yeah.
I didn't get you. What's the meaning of room bumping?
We just put the two, we like, you know, a little velocity, put the two rooms together. Kinda. I was thinking about like, you know, with the tools and everything I got. I just do it like that.
I'm sorry?
I just do it like, you know, I can do like a little bit of room bumping.
Oh, you can do room bumping.
Yeah, I got my boys here. We just do it.
Okay. So, if you need anything, yeah, we'll let you know. Man, are you
yeah.
phone number, sir?
Oh, it's the same one as I called on with.
Oh, it's a landline.
Oh,
yeah. Sure. I'll let you know, sir. Yeah.
Okay, we just cut the hole through the wall then, and that's good?
I'm sorry?
I just cut the hole through the wall to connect the rooms, and that's good? So that way they're bumped up?
Right now?
Yeah. We'd also
get you.
We just put the hallway in, too. Like, across the hall to connect that room to this room.
Okay. Give me a second, sir.
Okay.
Hello? Yes, sir.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hey, we can do that then?
Manager is not here.
Oh. Well, I got the saw and everything. We just cut right through the wall. And that way we just, that way the rooms are bumped up together.
I get you. So you do a room bumping?
Yeah. Like a doorway.
Okay.
Do like a room doorway.
Okay, right now I don't know. I'll ask the manager and I'll let you know.
All right, we pay for the damages, but I'm pretty sure, once you see it, it's going to look professional. You won't even notice it.
Okay.
You'll just think it's been there.
Okay.
It's like a double room.
It's like a double room. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I got you. Understood. I'll write your number down.
Okay.
I'll let my manager know about this. He'll do a call back.
Okay. I love you.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Yep, thank you.
Welcome to the show.
Plus JFK and Harley speaking here. May I help you?
Hi, Harley. Can we do like room bumping?
What do you mean?
Like butt the rooms together. That way, we can just put the doorway in.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you already book a room?
Yeah, we got the two rooms here. They're like right next to each other. We're just gonna put a doorway in. That way, we can walk between them unimpeded.
Okay, so you're wanting conjoined rooms, or you're wanting...
Oh, we're going to conjoin the rooms.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you're already here?
Yeah, we could, get the saws and everything. We just, put the hole in, like, for the doorway.
Well, you'll have to book two rooms that have a conjoined option already.
So we can't just put the hole in?
Can I hang up on this?
We can do it real clean, like. And we got, the plastic stuff we can just put down. Get the dust. I like that. I like the room hole.
Thank you for calling the Comfort Inn and Suites, North Little Rock, JFK. Sorry, I didn't get that.
Oh, God.
Please choose from the following options. Thank you for calling the Comfort Inn and Suites, North Little Rock, JFK Boulevard. For a new reservation, please press 1. For the front desk and all other inquiries, please press 2.
Oh, it's a 2.
Thank you for calling. If you have a touchtone phone, you can enter the extension of the person you'd like to reach. For a personnel directory, press 9. If you need assistance, press 0 or remain. You are being transferred to a guest.
You are being transferred to the operator.
Comfort Inn and Suites.
Hi, I just noticed the hole.
Sorry?
To the next room. It's, you know, the hole to the next room.
Hello.
I can see. Hello. My name. He's like folding his laundry and stuff, like putting it away in his luggage.
Sir, I don't know what you're talking about.
He's got a towel on. My neighbor. I did that poorly, I think. Oh, that's Sharonda. Sharonda's number. I didn't make note of the guy I was going to call back. I forgot why I was going to call him back.
Thank you for calling Quality Inn and Suites, North Little Rock. For a new reservation, please press 1. For the front desk and all other inquiries, please press 2.
From this,
I'm gonna
help you.
Hi, everything is fine up here, but I just noticed the portal to the other room. Like the hole?
The door?
Yeah, to the other room. Like, it's like kind of
okay.
It's like a doorway. I can see my neighbor. He's got like the towel on and everything. He's like folding his laundry. I just, you know, I wasn't really expecting to see this.
You can see your neighbor?
Yeah, he's getting on like the bed and everything. He's got the TV remote. And he's got like a laptop.
How are you able to see?
Through the hole.
And there's a hole?
Yeah.
Isn't the door closed?
I have my door closed. He's got a laptop. He's got like hand lotion. He's got a towel.
Okay. So do you want to change the room or?
I'm just not sure if I should be worried about it, or I'm fine with it if it's nothing to be worried about. But
it's
not really hurting me.
Worried about. He's not going to bother you at all.
Yeah, he's not really bothering me. I'm not sure if I'm going to bother him with the hole and everything.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you want me to try and cover it up with something, or?
You have like.
I mean, but he's not going to bother you. If
yeah.
if he does, you can definitely call us.
I had to stuff the hole with toilet paper or something.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, if you want your room changed, I can do that.
It's like.
So.
The hole's like 3 feet off the ground, I think. Just rough measurements, and it's about like 3 inches in diameter.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
All right, yeah, if he does something, or you can definitely let us know.
All right. And I just stuff it with toilet paper then.
Yeah, you can do that.
All right. Can I get it, like, wet for, like, a paper mache sort of effect to where it'll harden and, like, fill it in? A paper mache?
Yeah, you can do that. That's...
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
And your name, what is your name's, I try to talk to him right now, but I don't, like, hello? Yeah, he can't hear me.
I don't think he can either.
Sir, I can see you.
If
yeah, he's. I think he's got, you know, like hearing or something. I'm not gonna look at you, sir.
Okay.
All right. I told him I'm not gonna. Can I pass like a note through the hole? You think or?
No. Just please leave it. You can just cover it up with something and
okay.
Just let him be.
Yeah.
Yep, right. Thank you.
Thank you. I love you. Oh, welcome to the show.
Thank you for calling the Super Stay Inn in North Little Rock, Arkansas. If you know your party's room number, you may dial it at any time or for a hotel representative.
You are being transferred to 111.
Next. Susie.
Thank you for calling the Super Stay Inn in North Little Rock, Arkansas. If you know.
You are being transferred to 112.
I'm making a note of this. Come on. I want a guest.
Thank you for calling the Super Stay Inn in North Little Rock, Arkansas. If you know your...
You are being transferred to 121.
I want a room to pick up. Come on, rooms.
Thank you for calling the Super Stay Inn in North Little Rock, Arkansas. If you know your party's room number,
how are the
you are being transferred to 102.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Thank you for calling the Super Stay Inn in North Little Rock, Arkansas.
You are being transferred to 115.
You're listening live. You are listening live, and there's, it's just me talking in here.
Thank you for calling the Super Stay Inn in North Little Rock.
Maybe it's a 15 sort of situation.
You are being transferred to 15. That extension is not valid.
Oh.
Please try again.
Okay.
You are being transferred to 102.
I'm going to have to give up here if this one doesn't just talk to
Hello.
Hi. Is this 102?
Excuse me?
Is this room 102?
Who is this?
My name's Jacoby. I'm calling from the basement. We have hot fish down here. If you just
I can't hear you, honey.
Oh, if you want some hot fish, just come down to the basement. My name's Jacoby. Okay? I'm calling from the basement desk.
Do what now?
I'm calling from the basement desk. My name's Jacoby.
Because I can't understand anything you're saying.
Oh,
it's just...
I'm sorry. I have hot fish down here. We get the Sterno burners and everything. We're cooking it. If you want a little bit of hot fish, you can just come down and get some.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Just, you know, tell the front desk about it. I'll give you basement access.
Damn it.
Did I get robot?
Yeah.
God damn it, son of a bitch.
It's me. It happened last time when I came here, too.
It's me. My shit's all fucked. She couldn't hear me. What a cool lady. No, Where the hell am I in this list of phone numbers? Big call. Yes. Let's get out of here. Let's move here. Oh, welcome to the show.
It's 9:03 Eastern time.
Oh, it is. All in 27 seconds.
Thank you for calling the Hilton Garden Inn North Little Rock, where our spacious rooms, restaurant and bar, and flexible meeting spaces are waiting for you. For an existing or previous reservation, press 1. For new room reservations, press 2. For group sales and events, press 3. For the Great American Grill, press 4. For all other needs...
You are being transferred to...
The Great American Grill.
Bar and Grill, can I help you?
Can we do table bumping?
I'm sorry?
Like table bumping?
Table bumping?
Yeah.
What is that?
I just put the tables together. I bump them into each other.
I'm sorry, you're cutting out.
I just bump the tables together.
Do I have some tables you could push together?
Yeah, like bump style.
Can you call the front desk? I cannot. You are breaking up.
Oh, yeah, sure. I think it's the air. I'm going to call a different area. But I'm pretty sure some of the issue is me. It's not you. Everybody's been saying, I can't hear you. Your phone is breaking up. It's I can't hear you. I can't hear you. I can't. They've just been saying I can't hear you a lot. And it's me. For sure, it's me. Oh, I didn't.
I did a thing again.
We can't tell any. There's nobody here. It's just me.
It's just us.
And someone else. We can move down to the green room.
They're listening.
Oh, hi. You're hearing behind the stage, like a behind the scenes sort of thing.
Studio.
Like studio style. Where's my... I wrote it down, what's all good to do. But I lost it. Welcome. To the show. I'm kind of...
Spam!
We just, like... Do you want to call something other than hotels?
I don't have too much of a preference. I need a minute to work back into that mindset.
Um...
It's the Whoopi Show, live.
Oh, yeah. A Whoopi Warble.
Junior Rat. It'll eat you while you're sleeping.
Like, it'll just chew. Yeah, that'd be good.
I don't know what the hole calls are.
Oh, the hole. There's a hole. Yeah, I'll try it.
Thank you for calling the Heaven Garden in Wichita downtown, where our spacious rooms, restaurant, and bar...
Hilton Garden Inn, downtown Wichita.
There's a hole.
Hi.
Hi, there's a hole. I can see... I can see my neighbor. Through the hole.
Sorry, what am...
That's like a hole.
Where?
At the wall.
In what room?
My room. It goes right to the neighbor's room, and I can see him. He's, like, laid on the bed... He's got like a lap. He's doing like laptop and TV.
Oh, when? What is your room number?
Like 109.
We don't have a 109.
It was booked under like business and associates.
Now, what is the name on the reservation?
My name is Jacoby. I'm not sure what my boss put on there. Might be time and temperature for all I know. I just see my neighbor. He's like, got the laptop and everything.
Yeah, but I would need a room number so I could go check it out and see what we can do for you.
Well, should I be worried about it?
I'm not sure.
I really don't mind it. I'm just like,
Okay, and what is your name, I'm sorry?
My name is Jacoby, but I was booked under business and associate, so it might be something else on there.
Typically they are booked under the person that's staying in the room.
Oh, he's got headphones on. Hello?
Yeah, typically the rooms will be booked under the person's name. That way they're able to check in that way.
He's new to the whole thing. It might be booked under business and associates.
No.
Huh. I definitely see the guy with a computer.
And you don't know your room number?
It should be 109. I looked at it, unless someone like took it.
We don't have a 109 in this hotel, though. That's the thing.
Did someone take my room number then?
No, we've just never had 109. It goes from 101 to 108, and then it jumps to 110.
Interesting. I just, I looked at the door and it said 109 on it. Someone,
it
like,
could be probably
it, like,
the
did someone
different
do a joke
Hilton
on me
Garden
or something?
Inn?
Yeah, I got like a piece of paper. It says 109 on it. Is that like did they do a joke on me?
I could be, or you could have called the wrong hotel.
The Hilton Garden.
There are three here in Wichita.
Okay, I just he's got a laptop and he looks pretty comfortable.
If there's no complaints from him, I mean, you could always go to the front desk and have them come up with you to show them the hole.
I'm going to wave at him real quick.
Hi.
Okay.
Hi.
Oh, he's waving back.
Hi. Are you having a good stay?
He's nodding his head.
Can I come in there?
He looks a little unsure, a little uncertain, but He is slowly nodding. Would it be possible to, like, stay with him for the duration, then?
That would be a question for the neighbor guest, I would say.
Okay. He looks, he's pretty happy. It'll probably be cheaper for everybody, too, if we just, Yeah. I just sleep in his bed.
Sir, can I sleep in your bed?
Oh, he's smiling about that one.
There's nothing I can help with at the moment.
It's okay. I can either just crawl through the hole or go through the door.
All right. If there's any issues or anything, please let me know. Yeah.
Yes, certainly.
Why do you keep talking to me through the hole?
Oh, it's just for y'all. And it's convenient.
What are you eating?
I got yogurt.
Push it through the hole.
There you go. That's like vanilla. I put M&M's in it.
Oh, I
think a yogurt.
I got it. Oh my god. It tastes like Ocean Beaver.
You hear the music?
Yeah.
I think it's Nutcracker or something. Right?
Is it coming through the hole?
I'm on the phone with the front desk.
Is she playing this?
I think so.
I can only hear it through the hole. Uh-oh.
Oh, it stopped.
Hello? Hello?
Yes, hello?
Hi.
Hi.
We're just getting it all situated. We were enjoying the music and everything. We handed the yogurt and everything through the hole.
Okay.
Yeah. I got, you know, vanilla yogurt?
Yeah.
I put M&M's in it.
Nice.
Yeah, it's really good. The mini M&M's. Oh, it's so good. You gotta try it. Oh, you put, cookie crumbs in, too.
I prefer it with Oreo crumbs. Put those through the hole.
Okay.
He prefers it with Oreo crumbs.
You're a sir, right?
I'm not sure what.
It's kind of a non-binary situation.
Okay.
Okay, she hung up.
That was too far. Not here.
Do we do a little break here? You just joined
break.
In.
No, go ahead. I need to think anyway.
Okay. I don't know what the hell I'm gonna do for break music. But
break dance.
I think we're going on break. You can join the Mumble, but if you're listening, you probably know about joining the Mumble. Mumble.rogueserver.com. You just download the Mumble client, you point it through, do the wizard.
Tickle him.
Get all that stuff going. Eventually someone will update juniorat.com. They'll cut up the calls. It's probably going to be me doing all that. It's tough. If you're listening, live. It's 9:15 on the dot. Whoppy. Rogue server file jockey. Speaking. Typing, with a... Yeah. Let me just get that song going. Thank you for listening live. Welcome back. Where's Wasted?
Welcome back.
Where's Wasted Memory? Where's that?
It's in the hole.
I heard so much about, someone here knows all. Someone knows all about, Someone knows all about it. We're gonna do a few more calls here.
Thank you for calling the AC Hotel Wichita Downtown. At any time during this message, you may press 0 to reach a hotel staff.
Please stay on the line while your call is transferred to the operator.
Thank you for calling the AC Hotel Wichita Downtown. At any time during this message, you may press 0 to reach a hotel staff member. If you know the hotel staff member's extension, please dial it now. Please listen carefully to the following options.
Uh-oh.
For reservations, press 2.
Uh-oh.
For sales, press 3. For directions, press 5. To repeat these options, press the star key.
Please stay on the line while your call is transferred to the operator.
Thank you for calling the AC Hotel Wichita Downtown.
Son of a bitch.
0.
I hit 0 like 10 times. And by 10 times, I mean 10 divided by 2.
Hello, thank you for calling the Ambassador Wichita Autograph Collection, a four-diamond historic hotel located in downtown Wichita. For Siena Tuscan Steakhouse or Dockham Speakeasy, press 2. For sales, press 3. For the front desk, press 0 or stay on the line.
Please hold a moment.
Ambassador Hotel offers an impressive venue for events in Wichita. Let our specialists see to every detail of your event, ensuring that you enjoy seamless service.
Oh, no.
Thank you for calling the Ambassador in Wichita. This is Chad. May I help you?
Hi, Chad. I pressed 0.
Yeah, this is the front desk.
All right, now what?
What are you trying to do?
Like, it said, press 0 for front desk, so I did it.
Right, this is the front desk. What can I do for you?
So, now, what do I do?
I don't know. You called me. I don't know what you need.
It said to press 0 whenever I called it. So I did it.
When you called who?
Here. Ambassador.
What are you trying to do? What do you need? What can I do for
you? It said just, it said press 0 whenever I called the phone number.
Why were you calling the phone number?
It was ringing, to call. Like, how it's got like a number and everything.
I don't know what you're trying to accomplish.
I was calling it, and then it said press 0, and then I did it, and now I'm here.
Yeah. Right, and I'll be happy to help you. I just don't know what you need.
Well, what do I do now?
Tell me what you need.
Okay, I guess it said press 0, and then I did it. You know what I mean?
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. I just... So if you can tell me what I can do for you, I'll be happy to help. Otherwise, we're going in circles.
How do I, get to the front desk?
This is the front desk.
Okay, it said press 0.
Is there something that I can do for you?
Chad?
Yes?
Jame?
Do I know what?
Jame?
Jame?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know who that is. That a person?
Yeah.
I don't know who that is.
He's got like a tech deck sort of board.
A what?
Like a tech deck. I was just bringing that to you.
Okay.
You've been very helpful for me. I don't know what's going on. I'm confused.
I always do my best.
Yeah. It's better than
my job.
I don't know I forget the exact brand name of it and everything, but it's better than a tech deck. It's like tech deck is children's toy compared to this one.
Yeah, probably Logitech or something.
Logitech?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's my guess.
It's a good
They're
step
expensive.
Up. Yeah. I get the mouse.
Yeah, they're very expensive, so only the best for our guests.
Yeah. So. And then Yeah, that's good.
All right. Well, awesome. Well, I hope you have a wonderful day. If you need anything else, give us a call, okay?
Thank you, Chad.
You're welcome. Enjoy your day. Bye-bye.
I'm in love with you. Bye.
I'm in love with you.
That's a good step. Tech Tech, Logitech.
Only the best. Isn't that like... entering gear.
It is what it is.
Entry gear. Yeah.
I use Logitech shit, but that's because they got.
I'm sure it's fine. It's just when he was like, it's the best. I was like, I feel like that's. like was standard and like school.
They make some high end shit. They but you know they also. Yeah. Wait, is that a thing I can call office places? I could totally call office places about tech deck. You have to go further west. Oh, and welcome to the show.
It's 9:27 Eastern.
Yeah.
The temperature is motherfucking cold over here in my part of the woods.
It's all right. It's not bad. It's comfortable where I'm at.
Hello. Thank you for calling Office Depot. Our store is open for business. Please visit us in store today, or place your curbside pickup order online at Office Depot. Please listen carefully as our menu options have changed. For store hours, location, fax number, press 1. For print, press 2. For tech, press 3. For supply.
Hello?
It's going up.
Hi. I have the office place.
Office Depot?
Yeah. I have like tech question.
Okay.
I'm currently operating Tech Deck. I don't know like what the next step up from that is.
Tech Deck?
Yeah.
Like the skateboard?
It's like, I thought, because I'm new to the whole office thing. I'm not sure what I'm supposed to, like, be on the lookout here for.
For what?
I want it like a step up from Tech Deck. I'm just not sure what that is.
And Tech Deck, you mean a finger skateboard?
Is that what? Is it like a fingerboard?
That's what a Tech Deck is.
Oh, is there a next step up from that then?
For a better type of finger skateboard?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I was talking to someone else and he said Logitech.
And you are talking about finger skateboards.
I thought it was like a computer or something. Guys, going Tech Deck and he said Logitech. So is that, you know, the next step?
Tech Deck doesn't make sense because that's it's a fingerboard brand.
I'm not sure what's happening.
I'm not really sure what you're asking.
What's like the next step for me here?
From where?
From Tech Deck. Would it be Logitech then?
I'm not sure what you're asking, but I can give you to our
fingerboard. I don't know what that one, you know. If that's like, if I should get Logitech of that,
I'm gonna hand you off to Kaylin, and maybe Kaylin? She knows what you're talking about.
Okay. And your name? I've already forgotten your name. I'm so bad. I remembered Axel.
Sorry, how can I help you?
Kaylin?
Yes.
What's the next step up from Tech Deck? Yeah, I heard Logitech was that one, but I'm not sure.
The next step up from what?
Tech Deck.
It's
a finger stick.
I heard it was Logitech, and I'm not like entirely sure what's happening.
I am not sure. I can ask Google real quick. You said a tech deck, like T-E-C-H-D-E-C-K?
Yeah, because I heard the next step up from tech deck was Logitech. I'm just not sure what's going on with that.
Okay, yeah, Googling tech deck just gives up like finger skateboards.
Is it 'cause the trucks? Is it the trucks?
No, looks like the same brand for just small skateboards.
How do I like hook it up then? Is there like a universal serial bus or? Like a pretty good Logitech. I need to unify.
See.
I have tech.
Yeah, this isn't giving any.
Yeah.
So, go ahead.
I heard Logitech was a step up from Tech Deck. Like Tech Deck's more like a beginner. And then Logitech's for like enthusiast.
What is it that you're trying to do?
Logitech, I think.
But like, what is it that you're trying to hook up?
Oh, like to the computer. Like from like, I have Tech Deck currently. I think I can get that one going, but I heard Logitech is like better. It's like the best.
Logitech is a pretty well-known brand for.
Yeah. I heard it's better than TechDeck is.
Yeah, I.
Like TechDeck's like kids' toys or something compared to Logitech.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Tech Deck has the kids' toys. Logitech is like the keyboards or mice.
Because it's like a fingerboard, right?
Yes, that's what Tech Deck is.
So then I can connect that one up to the computer.
No, like a actual skateboard.
Like a board?
Is what it was pulling up.
Oh, is because I currently am operating a tech deck. That's what I have.
Yeah, I'm not sure what tech deck is besides the kid's toy. I haven't heard anything about it.
There's like a truck or something.
Truck?
Yeah. Logitech is supposed to be better. That's what they keep telling me.
What are you trying to hook up to your computer?
Tech Deck. I think I can get it, but and then I'm just not sure like the associated with upgrading.
Because as far as I know, those two brands aren't even close together for.
On the interim, do I have to do JBOD?
What are you looking for?
Or, like, for like the interim, do I have to do JBOD in between upgrading to Logitech?
Yeah, as far as I know, Logitech is keyboards, mice, webcams.
Yeah, I think boards. I'm just not sure if I'm going to have to go back to JBOD or not.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure what you're talking about. Best Buy does have a pretty good tech team, so they might know what you're talking about there.
I just spent like 3 hours getting them all synced. Like I because I get like sectors. 40 have been like reallocated and there's 8 uncorrectable. So I figured if I go up to Logitech, I would be able to like handle this better.
Yeah, if you're looking for something a little better, as far as I know, Logitech would be a better option for you.
It's saying here on Power On Hours, 4 years, 291 days, and 14 hours on that front. And rotation rate, 7200 RPM. And it has trim. So I'm just not sure if that's from Tech Deck or if it, you know, to upgrade it. Hello?
Okay. Yeah, I'm still here. I'm still not sure what you're...
Like it's saying caution.
Trying to...
It's saying caution under health status. And it's saying interface serial ATA. So I because I currently have JBOD. Like, that's how I'm operating right now.
What is it that you're operating?
A JBOD? Like, I've got, like, 4 of them, and I have to, like, sync them up every once in a while. That way I can ensure data integrity and, you know, proper backups. But it's currently, you know, a bit of a... Yes, I gotta, like, take them out and I have to, like, manually, like, assort them and apply a sticker to keep track.
Okay, I think I'm getting an idea of what you're looking for.
Yeah. I'm not sure, like, all the technical parts of it, but it's like, if I'm upgrading from Tech Deck to Logitech, like the sort of the shift in my system, as it were.
You said you are currently?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm using it to, it helps me organize my JBOD. And that way I can sync it up, and it's convenient for me. It works for me. I've read about other ways of organizing it, and because I have to get a NAS or something akin to that. And then we're dealing with like network attached storage here, which seems like, you know, but then that's susceptible to power failure if it's all in the same circuit. So I use TechDeck, and it helps me organize the JBOD. And it's also more it's more efficient in an economic sense.
I'm
able to use adhesive to like apply JBOD to a tech deck, like a technical, you know, array. But I heard Logitech is better for this sort of, you know. It's better than what I was doing. I just had to hang it out. Like, I had to take the side off and then attach it straight into my system for synchronization purposes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then we, you know, there's drives just hanging out the side of it, and then it's not stable. It's not providing a stable surface, and then vibration's a factor because loose vibration can induce wear and tear, you know, upon a hard disk, because the platters and the heads have to be stable. So I can go from tech deck to Logitech. It should provide more of a stable surface and reduce vibration. But a vibration along with heat is like the number one killer of hard disks.
Yes, I'm still trying to look up on which one is better. Yeah, it's really not giving in any information.
Well, this is... I'm not... You know, I figured all this stuff out on my own. I didn't like look on the internet or do anything like that. I just you know, it's from my own experimentation what works for me. Like the, you know, the systems integration aspect of it all.
Yeah, because we don't actually have a tech team here at Office Depot anymore.
Oh.
Yeah, company kind of dissolved a few years ago.
Oh, like private equity, like starting to like, you know, sell parts of the company out for profit maximization?
They're just focusing on other things rather than an actual like tech services.
Did they sell the store to the company, and now the store has to rent the land that it's on? Instead of just owning
Office Depot did get bought out.
Like a corporate
but
fat
there's
cats.
Just a but I believe that Best Buy still has their Geek Squad. So they have a lot more information than any of the Office Depots would.
Okay. So it's not the free shrimp. It's the systemic gutting of the corporation. That's the problem. It's the systemic gutting of the corporation and the business that's the problem, and not the free shrimp.
What do you mean by free shrimp?
Like Office Depot, like. Because it got bought out. By an investment firm.
Yeah, we did get bought out by Atlas Holdings.
Okay. I think, yeah, this is all starting to come together then. So, what all Logitech do you, do down there?
We only sell keyboards, webcams, and mice. And that's it for Logitech that we have.
Okay, I think I'm going to come down and get maybe a fingerboard or something. That way it can integrate into the system I already have, and it would be an upgrade from TechDeck.
Yeah, we don't sell fingerboards in store.
For to apply it to.
Yeah, we don't sell them in store.
Do you do a chair?
So you cut out on that last word.
Oh, chair? I'm mine's from I didn't pay for this one.
Oh, you're talking about office chairs.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do have them in store.
All right. Can I bring in TechDeck to show you how I have my system set up? I think you're gonna. It's gonna be interesting to, I think it's pretty intuitive, but.
Yeah, we do close in 10 minutes.
Oh, okay. I'm in Pennsylvania right now. I could be down there, in a couple weeks. If that's okay.
Yeah. Yeah, if you're looking for better technology than what Office Depot has, I would give Best Buy a call.
Okay.
Yeah, they just know more than we do on everything on that.
All right. Kaylee, you've been very kind. You've been very helpful, and I appreciate your patience with me.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I try with my technology, but it's not there.
Oh, it's breaking.
She's
the hospital.
We're gonna have to take her to the hospital for the for childbirth and everything. It's gonna be okay.
Oh, I'm sorry for the mess.
It's all right, honey.
Thank you, Kaylee.
Of course. You have a great day.
I love you.
Wait! I'm gonna name the baby Kaylee.
We're gonna name the baby after you. Oh, she's gone.
She is. I'm sorry.
Oh, you're okay.
My ADHD happened. That was insane. Why did she stay forever?
I think she was fascinated by my gluing hard drives to tech decks.
Yeah, the fantasy into the reality.
I was describing gluing our drives to Texas, and that's my data backup.
Oh.
Do you want to talk to a Best Buy or something, or like a hotel, or what?
Hey, Whoopi, I'm really loving these calls.
Thank you.
You're really bringing everyone together for some laughs. Great.
Thank you, show listener. I appreciate it. And thank you for listening to the show, too. I really do appreciate it.
Well, I mean, you know, guys like you need guys like me to listen to the show.
I can't really, like, put into words how I feel, but it's a good feeling.
Like pop rocks.
Yeah, like pop rocks.
Hotel.
Hotel?
Hotel.
Tech
deck into the hotel.
Tech J-Bud.
JPEG tech deck.
Oh, I already called this one a couple months ago. Last year, I called it last year. Still.
Right? I miss you, show listener, motherfucker.
Alright.
Where's Wasted Memory?
Where's Wasted?
In the hole.
Thank you for calling Okana Resort. In a few words, tell me what you're calling about. You can say... Sorry, I didn't get that. Sorry.
Hole.
Your call is very... Thank you for calling Okana Resort and Water Park. Our reservations team will be available to take your call Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. And on Saturday and Sunday from 7 a.m.
Uh-oh, I made it mad.
Your toasters and your radio and everything that gets plugged in is it's coming for you when you go to sleep.
My hard drive's glued to tech decks.
Yeah.
Extended Stay America, Oklahoma City, Dell City.
Welcome to our hotel. Please choose from one of the following three simple options. For sales or group reservations, press 1. For all other reservations, 2. For the front desk, 4.
For employment opportunities that you...
If you are trying to reach a guest, you may dial their room number at any time, or you can press 0 to reach our front desk staff.
Do you want a room?
No. I'm not prepared for that.
What did it say to reach the staff?
I don't know. I also got distracted by what you got distracted by.
I'll talk to her room. Oh, that'd be a bad idea.
Uh-oh.
Hello? Hi, I'm from the basement of the hotel. We have hot fish down here. If you want some, just you can come down.
What?
We have a hot fish.
Do what?
Like a hot fish.
A hot fish?
Yeah.
Okay.
In the basement. If you want, just tell the front desk about it. She'll give you, basement access. We have it on sterno burners and everything.
I'm lost. I guess I'm not understanding what you're saying.
Oh, like a hot fish? I'm calling from the basement desk.
Okay.
We're kind of unsung heroes down here. We keep the hotel going. We, like, make sure.
Okay.
Like the boilers and everything. It's kind of lonely down here. Like, all the ducts are clean. There's no, like, buildup of iron dust.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and we, you know, I got some hot fish down here, and I'm not going to be able to eat it all.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Bye.
Bye.
Hot fish. Basement hot fish. I don't know what you're talking about. She speaks in all caps.
What a nice lady.
Yeah, I know. She didn't speak in all caps.
City, I can help you.
Oh, hi there. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Listen, some of the mice came through the hole in my room, and I was wondering if I'm allowed to keep them.
I'm sorry?
They came through the hole, and I was wondering if it would be okay if I keep them.
What room are you in?
Well, I mean, I'm a little bit nervous to tell you because I don't want you to take them away. Bitch.
Do you want to go again?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was distracted.
That's okay.
I didn't even know if it was a hotel. I just was hoping it was.
Yeah, it's a hotel. We're doing hotels now.
Hotel.
Update. Well, this is not a hotel.
I don't know what to do.
Thank you for calling Delta at the Reed Conference Center in Midwest City. For reservations, press 1. For the Reed Conference Center, press 2. For accounting, press 3. For the front desk, press 5. For the SkyTrain.
SkyTrain.
Delta by Marriott, the Saraceli, how can I help you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Who's this?
Oh, my name's Amber. Can you tell me a little bit about the SkyTrain?
The SkyTrain? Yes.
It's a
full-service restaurant and bar inside the hotel.
Okay.
It is open till 9 p.m. tonight.
Okay.
Yeah, it serves your average American food, like salmon, ribeye, salad, stuff like that. Was there anything specific you wanted to know?
Why is it called the SkyTrain? Is it, do you know?
It is like one of the first, I think it's the name of one of the first trains that they built at the Tinker Base, something like that. Yes.
Okay.
It was like one of the first.
History.
Yeah, it was one of the first planes that they had built. I know that.
The first planes. So a sky train is a plane. It was one of the first planes, like planes.
Train. A planes. PLAN. Yeah. Like a.
Cool. Okay.
Yeah. Like an aviation.
I will Google that later. Neato.
All right. Yes.
SkyTrain. Am I allowed to bring my imaginary friend there with me? Because I get a little bit nervous when I eat alone.
Who is your imaginary friend?
I just don't want anybody to like look at me funny. Maybe there could be like a corner area. I don't know. Like I just kind of talk like. I guess I kind of, like, look like I'm talking to myself, but, like, my friend's there with me.
No, you're fine. We do have, like, there's a lot of seating, so I'm sure you'll find a quiet corner. And we're really not that big tonight, so.
Yeah, no, they said it'll be okay if we both come in. Okay, that's wonderful. Okay, and is there a dress code?
Because my friend doesn't have
a nice suit or anything.
Yeah, no dress code. Obviously, we have to have,
they usually come in their birthday suit, but nobody can really tell, you know?
Right, because it's imaginary.
No, they're real, but they're imaginary.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it's just hard to see them unless you have the gift.
Makes sense. But yeah, were you thinking of coming in tonight, or?
Okay. He's completely naked. I won't lie to you. But yeah, we'll come in tonight.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine. You should be okay to come in.
Okay.
You don't stay here, right?
Oh, no. Yeah, I live like just a few blocks away.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, no, you should be okay.
It's going to be our first date, actually.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, it's kind of special. It's our anniversary.
Was there anything else you wanted to know?
Oh, honey, be quiet. I'm talking to the lady on the phone. Oh, shush. Oh, sorry, he gets excited.
You're good.
Oh, see, I told you he's real. Oh, honey, it's hard to explain until you see it. No, I think that's it. I love you. Thank you. We'll see you soon. Bye bye.
Oh, bye bye. Oh, okay, bye.
Oh, bye. Mwah. Sometimes when you don't know what you're doing, you don't know what you're doing. I like imaginary friend too.
Is this... There we go. That's good volume, I think. A few more calls, and then I think we're going to wrap it up for tonight. Well, if you're listening, live on RogueServer.com. I'm Wappy. I'm your Rogue Server file jockey. It's January 8th, 2026, and it's 10:04 and 15 seconds. Post Meridian, live from the studio. Guest studio, Mr. Show Listener himself, and Tiff.
Thank you for calling the La Quinta Inn and Suites. We are located at 5653 Tinker Diagonal in Midwest City, Oklahoma. Your call is important to us.
Tinker.
To speak to the first available operator, please press 4.
Thank you for calling La Quinta Inn and Suites. My name is Keith. How can I direct your call?
Hi, Keith. Can I bring in my friend to the room?
Do you have a room here?
I can, he has a room.
I'm sorry, I just don't understand the question. So you're just wanting to bring a friend into the room, and
yeah,
they already have a room here? And...
Yeah, I want to bring a friend into my room, but they already have a room here, but I don't?
Yeah, that's no problem. As long as there's no disturbance, we don't have any rules about that or anything.
And, is there, like, a friend's limit?
No, there's no problem with that. Just no parties allowed.
No party?
As long as you guys aren't being loud or anything, it won't be any issue.
Oh, you have like a virtual, you know how goggles are? Like virtual goggles?
Yeah.
We just do party in that.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, as long as I don't get any noise complaints, then you can party to your heart's content.
Oh, are we allowed to do, I forget... They're talking about it. I think it's trimethylxanthine. It, like,
you're wondering my opinion on that?
Yeah, trimethylxanthine.
Yeah.
It, like, keeps
I took like way too many at once is
oh,
the
yeah?
problem. Yeah.
It keeps you up. It keeps you up.
Yeah.
There you go. Woo!
Yeah, it'll put you down too, is what I found out.
Because you get too many milligrams like circulating the system, and then it makes you sleepy.
Yeah.
It just like hard bounce like that.
Yeah, real, real sleepy.
I just found out about that today. I'm not like a pharmacology expert or anything.
Yeah, I had no idea. I thought that you could just like, just like chew them like gum. But
No, it's not all fun and sun.
Yeah, it never is, right?
I tried to Keith, I tried to detox from that stuff, and I just ended up sleeping all day.
Yeah, that's funny. It's like you take too much, you sleep. You don't take any, you sleep. What are you supposed to do?
Just sleep.
Catch 22 situation, yeah.
It's probably some sort of undiagnosed attention deficit disorder.
I have that.
Yeah.
But it's diagnosed. So.
Oh, that's good.
I've been diagnosed as having undiagnosed.
Can I borrow your shoes? I like a size 10 and a half, like wide.
You just need... I'm a 10, if you think you can squeeze in.
Yeah, I think I can.
Yeah, if you want to just come give it a try, I've got one off right now.
All right, sweet. So. I'm currently like out of state, but I can be down there in a couple days.
Yeah, just come on in. I'll keep it off for you.
Thank you, Keith.
No problem at all.
I love you.
I love you too.
Oh, bye.
Hey, don't go.
I'm sorry, Keith.
I'm going to sniff the shoe for you.
I'll put down on this one. I'll write
Keith. Oh.
Is it like a clean? I have socks.
Yeah, they're new actually.
I have socks.
Kind of.
I got a clean sock. Yeah, I wear that one.
Do you?
Yeah.
I
got like a slip-on shoe.
You wanna when you come down in a couple days, you wanna just switch. We can each switch one shoe and just see how it goes, and then do a little test run, like split custody kind of thing.
Yeah, cause I bought these ones for $30 at a shoe store, and they add like an inch to my. I'm already kind of tall. I'm either 5'10 and a half or 6'1". I'm not sure like which one's the real one, but I'm one of those.
Aren't they the same?
As something.
Because it rolls over.
I was measured by a short, older woman who has it out against tall, young men.
Oh.
Yeah. That's at least what I'm thinking. That's probably just a paranoid.
Yeah, I'm also undiagnosed schizophrenic.
Oh.
So I see where you're coming from there.
I'm just a little paranoid, like a regular amount of paranoid.
Honey, who are you talking to on the phone?
Do you hear that?
I thought that was in my head.
Oh, you heard it too?
Honey, were you calling me?
You can hear that?
Yeah, that's crazy. Do we have, like, the same voice in our heads? Are we both undiagnosed schizophrenics?
I'm not sure.
And we're both hearing the same voice in our head? That's what I assume. It's the most likely.
Hello?
Okay, now that, I've heard that voice before.
Huh.
Yeah, so this is getting...
It's.
I'm starting to wonder if this is just... I think this is a schizophrenic episode, isn't it?
I haven't slept in a couple days, I'll be honest with you.
Well, that's the trimethylzyptamine.
Yeah. It's interesting, the sort of effects it has on you.
Yeah, that's how they get you.
And so, Keith, you read my mind exactly. Now we're brothers, almost.
Yeah, almost. I mean, Let's not go too far.
Keith?
Yeah.
Can I bring him in?
Me? You want to bring me in?
I bring both of them in. Or maybe
I'll
bring.
Yeah.
Hi.
Yeah. Yeah, we're here.
All three of us.
I like a gathering.
I'm going to need help with a baby soon.
There's someone else, but he's shy. He just listens.
He's more of a listener.
I'm sorry. I become a different person when I'm in large groups.
Oh, that's okay.
My dark passenger starts to come out.
I'm the devil as well.
Oh no.
I should go.
Don't go. I'm going to wear your shoe. I'm going to smell your shoe.
Oh, no.
Let me smell your shoe. Oh, let me smell your shoe. Oh.
Let me smell your shoe.
If you'd like to make a call.
The time is 10:13 Eastern.
After the tone.
Sure.
Look.
January 8th, 1957.
Well, my man, it's been real, my man.
Keith, Keith,
Beef?
Like Rogue Server, you can do that.
JuniorRat.com.
JuniorRat.com, Keith, thank you.
Love you.
We all love you here.
You said JuniorRat.com?
Yeah, you can do that one.
If I go there, is something bad going to happen to my computer?
You're going to see a rat.
And then you'll find other links to find us.
You just see a spam rat.
Other things. And it's not bad. I pinky promise on my imaginary friend's pinky toe. No, I pinky promise on my cat Maggie that nothing bad will happen. Go on there right now on your phone while you're here. RogueServer.com, JuniorRat.com, live, January 8th, the real year is probably 2026. Oh my god, Keith, come join us. Oh my god. He hung up. Good boy.
Keith. Shout outs to Keith. There's been a lot of real. There's been a lot of people just saying it on the phone today, and I love it.
Yeah, it's been lucky. It's been good.
All right.
We're
gonna do final calls here. Everyone's gonna get a last call, and then
I did mine.
Did you?
I think I'm good.
Are you good?
Yeah.
Hill beef.
I can't one up Keith.
Shh. Oh, sperm. Do you want to
sperm,
do it?
Sperm.
Can you guys even hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, you sound great.
Oh, okay.
He's in the closet hiding from his family.
By Hilton. Located in Oklahoma City, East I-40 and Tinker Air Force.
Please hold while I try that extension.
It's okay, I'm hiding outside in the cold.
Thank you for calling Anthony in Midwest City. This is Heather. How can I help you?
Hi, this is Verna. I was looking. I can't find my room. It's dark out here.
I'm sorry?
I can't find my room. It's dark out here. And I was just able to call on redial.
You can't find your room because it's dark?
Yeah, and I'm having trouble. I had my spectacles and now they fell off.
What do you need from me?
Oh, hold on. I found my daughter. Hold on. Tiffany?
Papa?
Yes.
Papa? Yes, Papa, what?
I can't find the room.
I don't know, Daddy.
Can you talk to the nice lady in the aunt? Maybe she can tell you to get it.
Daddy, I was on my, in the game and the thing, and I'm sorry, Daddy, what was the question?
I still lost my spectacles and I can't find the room.
Oh. Daddy, did you check all your pockets?
Hold on.
Lady, I'm sorry, Daddy has a lot of pockets.
Hello? Are you still there?
Lady?
Yes.
Daddy, here, take the phone.
Okay. I can't. Oh, wait, I'm in the room. Oh, never mind. I think it seemed to have been in the room the entire time.
Oh, my goodness.
Sorry about that. Oh.
That's all right. I'm glad you got a lot of pockets to keep all your stuff in.
I'm playing my Pac-Man.
I think she's patronizing me again. Hold on. Is there a cat? Who's... Did you hear that?
Oh, my God.
I'm hearing a cat.
Oh, my goodness. There's a cat in your room?
I think it sounds like a cat. But it's
in
one of my pockets.
Well, I need to hang up right now and call animal control straight to your room. That is an emergency. 1 second.
Can you come up here?
Yeah. Oh, welcome back, Jeff.
Thank you. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I was reading something when you started, like a little fucking bitch. I hope I didn't fuck you up too much. I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry. I needed a bailout.
I'm going to do the last call, official last call, unless...
No. Show listener?
Oh, this is bad. My idea is real bad. It's going to...
Oklahoma City, Midwest.
You are being transferred to the operator.
Oh, this phone sucks. Oh, this is bad. No. Just do no there.
Daddy, that lady has a lot of cats on the phone.
Okay, real last call. If they pick up.
Pick up.
Welcome to Hawthorne Suites by Wyndham Midwest City Tinker Air Force Base.
Oh, Jesus.
This call is recorded and transcribed to improve service. I'm an automated assistant that can handle complete sentences. I can help with any questions about the hotel. How can I assist you today?
Hold on. Let me... Only.
Please hold while I transfer you.
Oh, okay. That's easy.
Good robot.
Thank you, robot.
Thank you for calling Cat. How can I help you?
Hi, the cat?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes?
What do I do about him?
Hello?
Hello? It's a kitty. Kitty
who is
cat.
This?
My name's Jacoby. There's a kitty cat.
Oh, this is the Hat on Straight Motel.
Damn straight. Oh, there's a kitty cat.
Hello?
Hello?
Who is this?
My name's Jacoby. There's a kitty cat.
Your voice is not clear. There is a sound coming.
A kitty cat.
How can I help you?
There's a kitty cat. You know, kitty cat? You know?
No.
A cat?
No.
Do you hear him meowing? A kitty cat.
Hello.
Hello?
Where?
At the hotel.
Room number?
He's outside.
Which hotel?
Hawthorne.
And you're in which room?
I'm outside. I'm a local. I'm loco. Doggy.
Hello.
Hi. I'm a doggy.
Oh, then where are you?
Outside. Out the building. You know, outside?
Uh-huh.
Hey, kitty.
Oh, the cat?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Whose cat is that?
He doesn't seem too happy.
Sorry?
He doesn't seem too happy.
You got final bossed with a non-English as first language person.
She understands everything.
You got GP'd. Oh, she understood.
Perfectly.
Thank you for having me with me.
Thank you. Thank you all for listening and participating.
Yeah.
Go to juniorat.com in the future and there might... probably not going to be anything. It's such a fucking pain in the ass to cut this shit up. Do we have anything to say?
Balls.
There's someone here who listens, but they can speak if they wish to. Oh, thank you, Sperm, and thank you, Roz, and everybody for showing up. And thank you, Kilbasa, and Guest 59, and Carthor, and Oscillator, Sperm. Thank you, Sperm. Tiff, thank you. Wasted memory. And Whoopi Comic Chat. And Woof. And I'd like to give a special thank you to Meow Meow. Meow Meow is one of the original guys here.
He's the first person who subscribed to your Patreon, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's normal.
Shout out, Meow Meow.
Thank
it's
you.
Fine.
Show listener, thank you for listening.
Thank you.
All right. I don't know what to play for outro music.
Oh, dude, I'll play my recorder. Hold on.
You play your recorder?
Yeah. All right, good night.
Excellent. Excellent. This is Wappy's Warble. It's 10:27, 44 seconds post-meridium, Eastern Standard Time, January 8th, 2026. Thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for participating. And keep it real. Keep it real. Go. If you're listening, you know everybody does the shows. Go to all the shows. I am on Corn Down, Wasted Show, Spun Day.